Mallory and Troy Dame currently rent two basement rooms in a four-bedroom house in Prospector. Mallory says it's too expensive for what their income allows, and they don't really want roommates anymore.
We love living in Park City, so we're interested in finding affordable housing in town, because we moved here to be in Park City and not be in Heber.
Troy says it'll be the first time they've applied for affordable housing. He likes the look of the Woodside Park Phase 1 units, but he and Mallory still need to be pre-approved for a mortgage.
We're definitely interested. The first house was really nice. Having an opportunity to possibly have a rentable studio would be really nice, but I'd like to see how much they cost first.
Christian Waters' family is a little bigger, a family of four with two kids. He and his wife are educators and want a place that better fits their family.
We live in the Trailside neighborhood. We own a home, but it's a small home for us, and we're looking to get into something that's a little closer to downtown Park City.
The project is situated between Park Avenue and Woodside Avenue, across from City Park, and contains four three-bedroom townhomes, one one-bedroom home, a two-bedroom home, and a three-bedroom home. There's also one house that the City Council directed staff to save for a future executive position, such as a new city manager or police chief. The council could choose to sell it or to rent it out to other city employees, though. The townhomes and one-bedroom home are priced to accommodate applicants making 60% to 80% area median income, while the two larger homes are priced at 120% AMI. Pricing ranges from $205,000 for the one-bedroom, $359,000 for the townhomes, $498,000 for the two-bedroom home, and $565,000 for the largest home. The townhomes also feature a studio apartment attached to the back, which the owner could choose to rent out. Park City Mayor Andy Bierman says the project was a long time in the making, and he feels it was done right.
I think there's a lot of preconceptions of what affordable housing looks like. Affordable housing should look like your neighbor. It really should look like something that fits right in with your neighborhood and has people in it that you want to be around, and I think that's what we accomplished here.
The city plans to open the selection process for applicants to the Woodside Park Phase 1 units soon. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.